Welcome to episode 94, Know Your Value. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. Guys, this week I want to talk to you about knowing your value, understanding your worth, knowing how to charge correctly, and making sure that people value you appropriately to the professional that you are. As you guys know, I can't talk about commission percentages and everything like that, but what I can talk about is commission and having a spine and how to keep all the commission, no matter what you charge, in your pocket so that you get paid appropriately. So let's break it down here. This week, we'll go over commission, education, networking, strengths, licensing, also how to not overvalue yourself during the entire process. So first off, let's talk. One of the things that often happens as a real estate industry professional is we have to negotiate with people to get a listing or to get a contract with the person. And one of the first places that everyone wants to go is the commission percentage. They want to reduce our commission percentage, and lots of very immature and non-professional people reduce their commission right away. I'm not saying that it's bad to have a reduced rate. If you're able to work at that rate, that's great. But I'm saying they take their typical commission and they slice it just because the consumer asks them to do so, with no reason. So I'm going to teach you some ways to talk people off the need for your commission split to be reduced, and let's go forward with it. So one of the things I want to do first is instill the value you have. So let's go over what you have so far. First off, you're professional. You got licensed. You went through a 40-hour course and you got the license. Right there, that's something that you need to take a certain percentage of value and allocate towards the fact that you maintain a license in the state, that you maintain insurances in the state, and that you maintain everything that you need to be a true business. So right away, this puts us at a cost. This isn't just the cost of doing business, as in taking pictures of the home, as in putting up marketing, but costs that have to do with the idea of maintaining yourself as a business professional. Next up, we have your education. If you're a person like me, I spend money every single week on books, and I spend time. Time is money, and time is the only thing that we have a finite amount of in life. And not only is it a finite amount, but it's a finite amount that we don't know what the finite amount is till it's all over. We never get yesterday back. We never get a chance to redo. We never get a chance to find out when the end is. We just have to live every moment like it's the most important one. So when we're putting education into ourselves, we're not just putting education into ourselves to sound smart, to be better than other people, to be any of this. We're doing it so that we can be more of an industry professional and grow ourselves as a business. So when I read a book, I am adding value to my future clients working with me, because they're going to see that I know more than my competition, that I'm ready. I'm ready to talk as a professional and not just somebody who is selling houses that does it on the side. I'm a professional that's in there every day. I'm studying so I know what's going on. What am I studying? Everything from negotiation to sales to marketing. I'm doing all that back legwork so that when you put your house up for sale or you put your trust in me to find you the right home as a buyer, I have your best interest in mind. Because a lot of us, we sit on the back seat, we wait for someone to call, and then we do stuff. That's different. The progressive, the person who is ready to go, the true industry professional, they're out there day after day, going to seminars, going to meetings, taking webinars, using YouTubes, listening to podcasts, reading books, and absolutely jam-packing themselves with information that they can use in order to leverage a higher commission. Because when I talk with someone and they realize I'm a true industry professional, I'm going to come off a lot better than that person who's just the worm looking to take the deal, and they're just there like, oh, I'll cut my commission, I'll cut this, and they don't really know anything about what they're doing. So don't be afraid to insinuate value through the fact that you have a higher education. Another one, your network. They say sometimes in things, your network equals your net worth, or your net worth equals your network. I've heard it said both directions, but what they mean by it is when you set up a good network of people, what can it do for you? So if I know town hall officials, if I know state representatives, if I know other business owners, if I know people who clean carpets, if I know electricians, if I know all those people add value. How do they add value? If I know a great electrician, maybe he does a great job and timely for me. Maybe he does it for a good price. I am not all about price on everything. I am about value. Value is not price. Price can be high or low, and both can be a poor value or a great value. You may pay a lot for something and get an amazing job, and you may pay a little for something and get a horrible job. And paying a little three times can equal more than paying a lot. So three bads doesn't make a good. So remember that your network, knowing the right people to get things done, can be huge. And then if you know people, maybe other entrepreneurs, business owners, all these things, they're gonna know people that are potential buyers. So your network brings in buyers for homes, as well as your network may get you another opportunity for an off-market listing or something to show your buyer. Having a network of industry professionals, you're on the inside loop on what's coming on, what's coming up. You know who to talk to, you know where to go. Your network will be out there watching for you. It can be anything from the busboy at a restaurant all the way to the president of a company. It doesn't matter. To build your network, you have to build your network smart to what your objective is, to figure out who are what we call the point person. Who's the person, the decision maker? Who's the person that gets to see the most people? We want those types of people in our network so that then we can take our network and we can leverage off of it in a positive manner for everyone involved. Because remember, sometimes it seems like we're taking advantage of our network because we're looking to them to make things happen. But the truth is, in the fact that we're using our network, we're giving them the opportunity to meet other people within our network, which continues to grow their network. So sharing your network, I have written many blogs and other podcasts about the idea of what is an open network. Instead of the person who says, I'll show you mine when you show me yours, you're the person who says, I'm giving you so much that there is no way that you're not going to see the value in it. So an open network, getting your network out to people, but also explaining when you're talking with a seller or a buyer, the network that you have, the work that you've done. Whether for myself, I'm part of Duxbury Business Association, Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce, Pembroke Chamber of Commerce, Hanover Chamber of Commerce, South Shore Young Professionals. I'm involved in a massive amount of marketing for my people. We call it networking, I call it marketing, because ultimately these people are going to be the people that help me sell and buy homes, as well as work on them and fix them and other things like that. Next, let's talk about strengths. We all have strengths, we all have weaknesses. When we're selling, we want to focus on our strengths. Are you a key negotiator? Do you do well under pressure? Are you a deal maker? Do you understand mortgages better than anyone else? Are you a stager? Are you a person who understands why houses don't sell? Are you a contractor that may be able to give advice on things that should be done? Are you a painter? Whatever it is, be willing to leverage off your strengths. Now realize, real estate agents, they all charge a certain percentage, right? But realize you can charge a higher percentage by offering more. So if you're a contractor or something, you could say to your client, I will do it at XYZ percentage and I will take care of XYZ work. So there's nothing wrong with having a full service deal. It's just you don't want to do business with someone at your normal commission and then take on a whole bunch of work. You want to make sure you're charging for it, because otherwise you're doing a reduced commission. If you're swinging a hammer, swinging a paintbrush, cleaning and things like that, and you're at your normal commission, you may have wanted to charge a little bit extra. That way there, you got the proper money to pay for the things you're doing. So knowing your value and understanding that you have value by helping them is really, really important. Knowing your value is how you're going to get the maximum amount of commission every single time. And you're going to be able to throw away the objections of, well, this other person charges XYZ. Do not worry about what the other person does. Worry about what you do. And then if it comes time where you need to, be willing to explain to your client the difference between you and the other person. I'm not saying make up things. I'm not saying be a person who likes to talk smack. I'm saying reality is reality. If you work for a brokerage that has better marketing, bring it up. If you personally have better sales record, bring it up. Don't worry. Think about this. If someone had a pair of Nike shoes in their hand, they're walking through the sales floor at a shoe place, and there's a guy working for Adidas there, is his job not to flip that person from Nike to Adidas? Of course it is. This is capitalism. This is how it works. We're not there to make friends with everybody else in the industry as far as overall, oh, I would hate for them to know that I got a deal and they didn't get it. You are there to win. You're there to be the best agent you can. And if you truly believe in yourself as an industry professional in real estate, you believe the value is in using you and that they're doing themselves harm by doing anything short of using you as their industry professional. Now I just want to flip the coin for just a few minutes here. I want to just go over one other thing knowing your value the other direction as well, knowing that you're not that valuable. I know I just built you up. Now I'm going to break you down. I don't know. You're probably saying to yourself, what the heck is this guy talking about? But listen for a second. When we're dealing with leads, not clients, but leads, and maybe even clients sometimes, but when we're dealing with people that haven't contacted us yet, don't know who we are, we need to devalue ourselves in the idea of when we send a text message, when we send an email, when we leave a voicemail, we can't just expect to sit and wait for them to call us back. We need to go through our normal call procedures. We need to know our value, as in the person's busy. There's plenty of people in the world that have full voicemail boxes. There's plenty of people in the world that have tens of thousands of emails in their email boxes that they do not read. Not everyone in the world is on top of everything. So knowing your value in their life, like say, you, for instance, you're doing business with someone who works 2 to 3 different jobs, has a few kids. You think that they remember you texted them yesterday? Your job and your value is to get to them and to help them sell their house for the most money. So if you truly perceive that, you will not allow them to fail. That's kind of a weird thing, right? I just said you will not allow them to fail. By being all over them, you're not allowing them to sell through anybody else, because you believe wholeheartedly that you are the best agent, that you are going to get the most value, and that they need to use you in order to maximize their potential for their property. So knowing your value, that you're not that valuable to them because they just don't understand your value yet. But once they do, they will see the clear difference and they will continue working forward with you. So knowing your value, undervaluing yourself, devaluing yourself during the time where you're not at a point where they're a contact or a deal, at a point where they're just a lead, saying, geez, they just don't understand my value. I am going to get them to understand my value. And that's where the buyer's consultation or the comparative market analysis meeting or any of that really comes to shine, is explaining your value, not just saying, I'll get you the most money, not just saying, I'll get you the best terms, but saying why and how. What did you do? What do you do that makes you special? Do you have accolades in the past? Were you working for a science company before? Were you a photographer before? Don't be afraid of your past and your history. Use the strong points of any past and history to show how you understand better. Even if you were a bagger at the supermarket last, you can say, working in the retail outlet helped me better understand customer service, where the customer was always right. So understand that we are a collection of our education, of our thoughts, of everything that goes on, and that's where the massive value that we offer has. So never overvalue yourself, never undervalue yourself. Always understand that you're a great person, you're gonna do great, and if you do this, you're gonna land more listings, you're gonna land more buyer clients, and not only are you gonna land them, but they're gonna be ready to work with you and treat you as the industry professional that you deserve to be treated like. If you haven't yet already hit the subscribe button, make sure to do so. Tell your friends and family about the podcast. Make sure to tell every single industry professional you know. If you haven't checked out the Facebook group, the blog, or the newsletter, make sure to sign up. It'll keep you up to date with the newest episodes. The Facebook group's a great place to get in, network, look at a few live interviews, other things like that. Thank you guys so much for listening today. I enjoy all of you and have a great week. I'll talk to you next week.